Hello, I had the pleasure to present a work about glioblastoma growth and invasion when lacta diatrogenesis takes the lead. Glioblastoma is a devastating brain tumor associated with a low median survival. Among its features, glioblastoma exhibits an elevated glycolysis. A key player for glycolysis is LDH, where LDH efficiently converts pyruvate into lactate and generates NAD+ for the maintain of glycolysis. Thus, this lactase form is exported into the extracellular compartment and uptake by another cells where LDHB, another LDH isoform, metabolizes lactate into pyruvate to fuel the Krebs cycle into the mitochondria. This exchange is known as lactate shuttle. Though LDHA has already been studied in many cancers, the simultaneous role of LDH enzyme has not yet been investigated in glioblastoma. For this study, we're firstly mimicking an artificial microenvironment around the cells. Under hypoxic condition, only the expression of LDHA is increased and it is linked with the higher secretion of lactate. When we use the labeled lactate, this one is uptake by the cells and mainly fuels the TCR cycle to produce energy. However, if spheroids is exposed under lactic acid condition, the growth of the sphere is slowed down, but the invasion is increased. Then, using CRISPR-Cas technology, we knock out LDHA, LDHB, or both. The greater effect is showed with the double knockout, where the secretion of lactate is abolished. The growth of the spheres is impaired, mainly due by an higher apoptosis in this condition, and the cell's invasion is drastically reduced in the double knockout. When we implanted spheroids into the brain of mice, only the double knockout massively prolonged the survival. Since the simple knockout had no effect, the double knockout reduced the tumor core on the invasion area. As LDH enzymes seem to be an interesting target, we use tiripental, an antiepileptic drug that targets LDH and pass the blood-brain barrier. Tiripental reduces the production of lactate, impaired the growth of the spheres and invasion. However, stiripental alone cannot prolong the survival of mice. It needs to be associated with bevacizumab to do that. Include hypoxia increases the expression of LDHA and the secretion of lactate that can be used by cells for fuel TCR cycle and driving cell invasion. In vitro and in vivo results show that only the double impairment of LDHA and B significantly reduced tumor growth, cell invasion, and massively increased mice survival. The antiepileptic drugs reduced in vitro lactate production, spheroid growth, and invasion. If it being associated with bevacizumab to prolong mice survival, the double enzyme LDHA and B appears to be an interesting target to counteract glioblastoma growth and invasion. Thank you for your attention.